I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time. And of course, we do this each week with Tom Lydon. He is editor at ETF Trends. It's ETFTrends.com for more information on Twitter. They're at ETF Trends, and Tom has a personal account. Sometimes it crosses over with ETF Trends, sometimes it doesn't. But if you want to find out what he's doing when he's not here, at Tom Lydon on Twitter. And again, I always say this, but there's a good reason for it. It's not just that you want to go to ETFTrends.com to get Tom's take on, hey, here's the trend that you should be following. There's a lot more there. So if you are an ETF investor, put this in the list of sites that you visit regularly. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Hey, thanks, Chuck. It's great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the PIMCO Enhanced Short Maturity ETF, ticker MINT.
MINT, the PIMCO Enhanced Short Maturity ETF. Well, just from the name, if I knew nothing else, I would have two questions for you. If this is the ETF of the week, is it the enhanced side or the short maturity side that is attracting you right now?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both, but there is quite a bigger picture here, Chuck, and you know this firsthand. With the SEC recently announcing new money market fund rules that you wrote about on MarketWatch, it's something that the average investor should at least know about and what's going on. I mean, the idea here is money market funds have been paying next to nothing for a long period of time. And although they've been paying next to nothing, people have been completely happy with that because they know that their money's safe. But the SEC also knows that if we start to go through a patch of rising interest rates, we could see money market funds threaten to break the dollar per share price. And if grandma understands that she could actually lose money in her money market fund account, she's not going to be too happy. So the SEC wants to keep grandma happy and say, listen, we need to address this in a couple of ways. And you know that as well because you wrote about that, Chuck. I mean, this is a big deal. We're talking about almost $3 trillion that's in money market funds. And I talk about ETFs, but that's almost twice as much as that's in ETFs. So it is a great concern, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. And it's one of those things that I think most folks don't give it much thought. Or if they do, it's simply, I can't take any risk at all. And they don't really understand the risk that they'd be taking.
That's it. And if we start to see some volatility in the dollar per share price, hey, if you're taking that risk and now you know you're taking that risk, but you're still not getting a yield, how about consider putting some of that money into the hands of somebody who knows how to, at least has a history of being able to handle ups and downs in interest rates and also diversification in different types of fixed income instruments, not just domestically, but abroad. And I'm talking about Bill Gross, who is the manager of the PIMCO Enhanced Short Maturity ETF. Again, the yield is 0.51%, much greater than what you're getting in the average money market fund, but it's also diversified in the different types of notes that they use, both domestically and globally. So is Mint in a situation where it's never going to lose money? No, it could lose money as well, but I'm going to bet more on somebody like Bill Gross as opposed to XYZ money market fund that really doesn't have an internal strategy to fight rising rates.
So
what do you think?
Well, I think that's good, but I'm always asking you how something gets used. You know, where does the money come from if you're going to buy the ETF of the week? In this case, it's obvious that you're saying the money comes from the money fund portion of your portfolio. presumably. I mean, that this is not coming from the bond side, but that this is really coming from your ultra safe, almost your, you know, cash alternative, basically, in a money fund. But how much are you doing? I mean, is this a case where you're saying take the emergency savings account and move half of it here? Or what are we talking about?
Yeah, I think what you're pinpointing, and you use the key words, ultra safe. I don't think ultra safe is ultra safe anymore. And the SEC doesn't think ultra safe is ultra safe anymore. So that's why they're pushing for reform. So with that in mind, it may not be an asset allocation question. It may be first and foremost a point of education. And if you own a money market fund, understand what these reforms mean and how they could protect you, or maybe how they may not protect you if we happen to see rising interest rates. What other alternatives do you have? Could you move the money into CDs with banks that are greater security? That might be something that you consider as well. On the other hand, these short duration ETFs like the PIMCO Enhanced Short Maturity, or also Guggenheim, which I'm on the fund board there, they have an enhanced short duration ETF with actually a better yield of 1%. These might be things that you think about too. And I would say, first and foremost, do your research. If the SEC is on this and it's over a big chunk of money, you have to understand that maybe there's concern about something coming. As far as making a move, if you're an ETF investor, it wouldn't scare me to move a third or a half of your money market fund allocations to some of these short duration ETFs, where they can in fact hedge against rising interest rates and maybe give you a better yield at the same time.
Yeah, it's a concern that it's not something that, as long as rates stay where they are, you necessarily worry about. But the second that rates rise and everything else starts to happen, you're going to be worried about money markets. You're going to be worried about bond funds. This is an interesting pick. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Remember, Tom's pick this week, the PIMCO Enhanced Short Maturity ETF. The ticker symbol, MINT, M-I-N-T. Of course, the guest, well, that's Tom Lydon. You know him. He's the editor of ETF Trends. It's ETFTrends.com, on Twitter, at ETF Trends. All right, we're off to a great start on the Thursday, July 31st edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the big interview. There's a lot more Money Life to lead, and we'll do it right after this message.